Voting rights activists in Georgia are collecting signatures to try and block the planned closing of most of the polling places in a majority black county. The state says the closures are necessary because the polling places in rural Randolph County are in disrepair or inaccessible for people with disabilities. The ACLU is among the groups alleging the proposal is designed to suppress voter turnout. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter for the Atlantic Journal-Constitution. In fact, he's out in the field following the Georgia governor's race. And Greg, this story has become a part of that race because the Republican candidate is Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp, who oversees elections in the state. So Democrats are trying to link the poll closures to him, accusing him of trying to suppress voter turnout in his race against an African-American candidate. Tell us more.
Yeah, this is one of the few areas where both he and Stacey Abrams, the Democratic contender for governor, are in a rare form of agreement. They both are calling for Randolph County, this rural Georgia county southwest of Atlanta, to abandon its proposal to close 7 of 9 of its polling precincts. Democrats are saying essentially that he, if he wasn't directly involved in the campaign in this proposal, his policies helped guide the proposal, and they're blaming him for the proposal in the first place.
Yeah, and Stacey Abrams, the former state legislator, is hoping to become the country's first black female governor. So race is making its way through this race. Tell us more about what election officials are saying about why they want to close these polling places. And it's so close to an election.
Yeah, this kind of snuck up on a lot of folks in Georgia. This is a small county, about 7,000 residents. It's outside of most major media markets. It's kind of near a smaller city named Columbus. But the county had all 9 of its polling precincts open in both the May primary and the July runoff. And so the timing of this proposal, less than 3 months before the November vote, is worrying a lot of local residents who essentially say that not only could it suppress African-American vote, and this is a majority black county, but also it could lead to lots of confusion over just which 2 of the polling precincts are open. Mm. There's no mass transit in this county, which means that some voters would have to go as far as 10 miles plus, or that's a 3.5 hour plus walk for some voters to cast their ballots.
Yeah. Well, the election officials apparently are saying to these people, you can vote by absentee ballot. But is it thought there's enough time to get that word out, absentee ballots and what the open polling places are?
Yeah, the clock is ticking, and you're right. I mean, they're pointing to the fact that there is absentee ballot process. There's also an early voting process in Georgia counties where you can go early vote in person. But the clock is ticking, and this is a campaign that's largely being waged over voting rights issues. Has played a front and center role because Brian Kemp is the elections superintendent, essentially the top elections official in Georgia, and Stacey Abrams has based her campaign on getting as many people who rarely vote in these midterms elections registered to vote. And without that type of support, she faces a very uphill climb in November.
Well, in fact, that goal of Stacey Abrams, it's called the New Georgia Project, and she launched it, several years ago. But while people are saying her Republican opponent, Brian Kemp, is somehow behind this suppression of voters, because the polling places are being closed, he's accused her of trying to add fraudulent voters to the rolls. And there's been lawsuits, legal challenges on both sides. Is this as ugly as it sounds?
It is. I mean, it's a very muddy sort of fight over voting rights in Georgia, and it's just one of many issues where the two are sort of diametrically opposed on everything from guns to religious liberty to abortion to economy to even Civil War monuments. These two candidates are sort of at loggerheads with each other on a lot of these main issues, and voting rights is just one of many.
How do you see this being resolved? Do you think the polling places will be closed? We mentioned there's a petition being drawn up. Do you think that has any chance?
It looks like this could end with legal action. I mean, look, the county has a vote set for Friday, and residents as well as the ACLU have already threatened to file suit if the proposal is adopted. They say the consolidation just makes sense cost-wise and to comply with the Federal American Disabilities Act. And so, if they go through with this, It would be despite significant pressure, too. I mean, when you have both gubernatorial candidates coming out against this, it means they'll be doing it in the face of both Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams. So that says a lot as well.
Greg Bluestein, reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We will keep an eye on this story there in Georgia. Greg, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Jeremy, we're reminded elections right around the corner.
Yeah.
But so much news now, and it's just August. I know you're following the news there in Austin, but we need to know, how's the taco tally?
Well, it has increased since we last spoke. I still want to get some barbecue recommendations before we leave, so tweet them at Jeremy Hobson. Also, Robin, want to say a couple of thank yous. David Alvarez, who's been here at the control board, Todd Callahan, Hawk Mendenhall, Michael Crawford, and we got cookies yesterday from KUT's own Gretchen McIntyre. They are delicious, so thank you for that.
And I'm sure, and I'm sure some will be coming up to the Boston contingent of Here and Now.
If they survive the heat, they will come.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.